on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, Happy New Year.
It's coming up quick.
It's coming up. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Halloween. Merry Christmas.
You know, you are always ahead of the curve.
I try to stay ahead of the curve, my wingman Mike with Bintree Custom Homes. Okay, buddy.
Yes.
How long has it been since you and I have been together in the studio?
Forever.
For over a month, at least.
I was going to say, I think it's either four or five weeks. Yeah.
Yes. So. Are you excited?
I am. I was actually here on time. Scary.
Yes, because you were so excited to be back in the saddle with me.
And I didn't want to get chastised our first time back together for being late.
So funny. It feels so good to have you back, buddy. I've missed you.
Well, it's good to have you back, kiddo.
I'm on my walker. Mm-hmm. I look at my big black boot. I've got this big bat thing on. Well, I'm doing okay with it.
It kind of matches your other one, except it's about three times bigger and it's not quite as shiny, but it is black.
So it is black, but all is well. I'm moving quite stealthfully on my walker. I mean, I've kind of like, everybody wants to motorize it for me and give it big wheels.
I was concerned that you might be on crutches, and the walker's much, much easier.
Oh, it's much easier. There's no way I would do crutches. There is just no way. No way.
So anyway, good to have you back.
So all is good. We had so you did several shows by yourself. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, I did one by myself. Yep. It was with Forrest Riggs of RED Plumbing. Oh, my gosh. What a good man and a great show.
I did have a chance to listen to it on Sunday.
It was so awesome. But let's hear about your volleyball tournament. Did you bring home the bacon?
No hardware, but I did bring home a complete body. In other words,
no
sprained ankles.
Perfect.
No hurt shoulders.
Awesome.
So it was good to see a lot of people.
So did you participate or did you just sit on the sideline?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
No, I participated. And every year, you know, it is an international tournament, so we get people from outside the country. And one of my favorites is a Brazilian team. Have gotten to know them over the years. And, of course, those guys, they can get as much with their feet as they can with their hands because they grew up playing soccer.
Right.
But we split. We beat them once, and they beat us once.
Wow. Yeah. Has that ever happened before?
No.
Whoa.
So I was pretty pleased with that.
Okay.
But it was good to see everybody.
How'd your wife, Patty, do? Did she bring home the hardware and bacon?
She didn't play this year because of the hip and the knee, hip and knee, and now she's in the process of rehabbing her shoulder. She's going to be the bionic woman here pretty quick.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, but maybe next year.
Okay, perfect.
But thank you for asking.
Perfect. So we have a good guest with us, but he's not here yet. He's a little tardy. So it's you and me, kiddo, until our guest, Mr. Matt Greenlee of Greenlee Designer Surfaces, decides to plow through the door.
Well, just ask me some questions about his product, and I'll be glad to wing
it. Perfect. You know, he had meniscus surgery or something.
Oh, did he really?
So I think he might be hobbling in on crutches.
Oh, wow.
I know. So you've got two of us to take care of.
Well, if he's hobbling, then we'll give him a pass for being late.
Yes, we will. I wonder how he drives. That's weird. We'll have to figure all that out.
It all depends on which foot it is.
Yeah, mine. I can drive.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
I'm in good shape. Yep. Yes. So we're going to talk to Matt. I'm so excited that he's going to be with us because I know he has lots of new products and new stuff on the market. So let's take a break. Let's see if you still remember all of our channels that we're on.
Well, it'll be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
Okay, then go.
You're listening to Hammer Time, and we're pleased to be bringing that through YCCA. And we're airing it on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Now's the important part. Either fill up that cup of coffee.
Yes.
Grab that OJ.
Yes.
Or your chocolate milk.
Yes, you did it.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time. Mike, I'm so excited. Our guest just came in.
How about that?
I know. So excited to have the Van Gogh of countertop material and backsplash material and flooring material with us this morning, Mr. Matt Greenlee.
Good morning.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Well, recovering.
Listeners, poor Mike Enders, our bent tree wingman, has Matt. What did you have done? What happened?
I had a ruptured patella.
Okay, and I had a ruptured Achilles tendon. I'm on a walker. Matt's on crutches. Man, dude, how do you feel?
I feel good. I'm driving now.
Perf, does the doctor know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine how you get into a vehicle with that big thing on your leg.
Very carefully.
Yes, bless your heart.
And slowly.
Yes, it is very slow, yes, getting in and out. So, Mike, you're going to have to monitor us to make sure we're healthy and happy and we
I will do so. And one of the things I'm plagued with, I think, is associative disease control. Because while I was away doing my thing last week, what did I have the first 2 days that was hurting a little bit?
Uh-oh.
My Achilles.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, no, can't be. So I kept stretching out and everything turned out okay. So now I'm worried after having Matt here, I'm going to leave and all of a sudden my knee's going to start.
Your patella is going to pop.
Nuts.
Yeah, I know it. Are you saying I caused your Achilles to offer pain? So, Matt, it's so good to have you back with Mike and me. You're
it's
looking good. You're looking fit as a fiddle. It's been way too long.
Well, I'm not sure I'm fit as a fiddle. I've been sitting on my bum for 8 weeks, but.
So share with our listeners how this happened, because I find it kind of endearing.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I was walking into a sand trap and I fell down. That's the short story.
So that'll teach you to keep the golf balls out of the sand trap.
That's right. Yeah.
More practice makes perfect, buddy.
Right.
Keep them on the green.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you get off the crutches?
Maybe in another week.
Okay.
Or two.
I get out of my boot, I think, in 2 weeks. So we'll figure out what happens next.
So it was difficult for you with work, but they put you in a lower office so
yes.
you didn't have to do the stairs.
Yes.
What I want to know with Matt is what's this do to his draw?
Well,
oh, yeah.
We didn't draw anything this year. So.
Oh.
Oh, so you're okay.
There's no disappointment there
good.
Other than.
You and Heidi, both of you didn't get anything.
Yeah.
What if you'd gotten something?
Well, so when we put in for the draw, I always pay for a thing called Points Plus Guard. And so if you end up not being able to hunt or for whatever reason, you can turn your tag back in and you keep all your bonus points and it's no big deal.
Cool, okay.
And then they take that and they call somebody else that was next in line for that hunt and they get the tag.
Okay, interesting. That works, yeah.
So did you get drawn?
Nope, he said nope.
We didn't even put in this year. We had other stuff going on this year and we just decided to pass on it this year.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about Greenlee Designer Surfaces.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What's new in the marketplace? New and exciting for countertop material? What's the in? What's your jam?
Well, you know, the new big thing is a product called Free Power, which is a wireless device charging system that mounts underneath your countertop. And so what happens is we mill out the back of your countertop, and then this device goes into it, and it goes to within like a quarter inch of the surface. And then it's got all these whiz-bang sensors, and so when you run your cell phone across your countertop, it lights up, and you drop your phone, and it charges.
pretty nifty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it do if you run a cast iron skillet across it?
Doesn't do anything.
Or if you, does it sharpen knives? Can you run a knife across it? What if you run an avocado or a banana across it? Nothing.
Nothing.
It just pertains to cell phones.
Yep. Well, wireless devices.
Okay, so computer,
tablets, your earbuds.
Cool.
Anything that it's a wireless device. It senses those devices and says, "Here I am." So you can pull your earbuds out of your head and drop them on the countertop, and they'll charge.
So how wide, how large is this device that's been milled out?
The footprint's about 6 by 10.
What, inches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll charge up to three cell phones at a time. You can put three right on top of it, and it'll charge them.
So if you forgot where it is in your cabinet, you just take your cell phone and you run it across your countertop, then it'll light
and
up.
It lights up.
You can't retrofit these. It has to be with a new countertop, huh?
It'd be very difficult to try and pull an existing countertop out and take it back to the shop and... Because it's all got to be done with the CNC equipment. So, not pretty much for new countertops. But, you know, if my wife and I, we charge our cell phones in the laundry room.
Like in what?
Keep them as far away from the bedroom as possible. And
in the washing machine or what?
No, just right
in the dryer?
Get that countertop at the sink. And so, you know, that's a good place to put one. Wherever you normally like to charge your cell phone is a great place to put it. Or you could put one in every room if you wanted to.
Okay, so
or multiple ones in your kitchen island.
Are people doing this? Is it taking off?
It's been a little slow, but it's... You know, it's kind of got to get it out in the marketplace.
Just going to say it's a matter of people being aware of that it's a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So. But it's a great little concept. So this same company that has developed this this charger, they also supply Rivian with their chargers in their trucks.
Hmm.
So there's a little pad in a Rivian that you can just set your cell phone and same deal.
Same concept.
Yeah.
So it's just a pad, a loose pad.
In the truck? I don't know. Oh. No, it's probably in the center console.
Oh,
or
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike, are you selling any of these free power things to your clients?
I have not run across anybody requesting that yet, but I really haven't been in a position where we've got anybody making that selection. But once they do, I'm certainly going to tell them about it. And
that's awesome, Matt.
Send them over to me.
Yeah.
Free power.
Free power.
Okay, listeners.
Yeah, if you just want to go just Google free power and it'll come up number one on the list. They've got a really great website, kind of shows you how it's all put together. Cool. I first saw it about 2 years ago. It just hit the market 2 years ago. In fact, it was best of show at the KBiz show 2 years ago. So,
well, gosh, good. You're like an up and coming free power guy. In our universe.
So he's got the corner on the market here, though.
He does, I know.
Nobody else knows about it. But I do have some disappointing news for you personally.
Uh-oh, okay.
So when you go home tonight and you start taking your phone and
rubbing it on, I'm not going to have it. I don't have free power.
It's not going to happen.
I'm going to go to every one of my countertops and try to see it light up. Why couldn't you... I guess you really can't furl it out. You'd have to get underneath and come up
We have to use the CNC equipment because it has very extremely tight tolerances.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a router in freehand.
No.
Okay.
but it will work regardless. I mean, even if you have porcelain, a thin...
The thin porcelain's probably... They have... That's too thin.
Questionable. Okay.
Yeah. You know, most of your porcelains are half an inch. Mm-hmm. And so they've got to get, you know, within a quarter inch of the surface. Some materials don't work very well, particularly your really black stones, because the light won't go through them.
Oh.
Because that's part of the deal, the translucency in the stone. And so, like, really black stones typically don't work very well. But they're coming up with another process that we could, you know, put an etch mark on the top of the surface just so you knew.
You know where it is.
You know where it is.
Very cool.
Interesting. Well, listeners, we have to take a break. Matt on crutches, me and my walker.
And me feeling guilty.
And you feeling guilty because you're not all bandaged up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer Time on KQ&A. Our guest with us this morning, Mr. Matt Greenlee, owner of Greenlee Designer Surfaces. The three of us, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. Okay, so last week, we had our annual YCCA gathering.
Yes, we did.
Matt, I'm so sorry that you and Heidi missed it because it was pretty outrageously rad.
It was. Aren't they always?
Yes, they are. Thank you. We had it at the palace. It was amazing. We had close to 180 people. What? Plenty of food, plenty of movement around.
So, well attended, and yeah. Food was great.
Yeah, it was. So to Scott, owner of the palace, we thank you, my friend, for taking such good care of us. So, Matt, you need to be with us next year.
I'll be there next year.
I want to talk about this free power one more time before we go off to something else. On our break, it's an app.
Yeah.
You said it's an app.
Yeah. So when we install it, we put it in place and we'll run the wire. We got to have an electrical outlet fairly close to wherever it's going to go, and we plug it in, and then we just leave a little sticker where the free power is, and there's a QR code, and you take your phone, you take a picture, and it walks you through the setup.
So is the electrical outlet up above the counter or
no,
underneath it?
Underneath.
Have to be underneath,
yeah,
right?
So, if you want to put it in the island, there's typically enough wire that we could plug into the outlet that the garbage disposal plugs in, or usually you've got outlets in the sink box. And so, and if it's too far away, we can add another cord to it. And
So can Mike go be a free power dude and cut holes in countertops?
My cup of tea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so he just has to prove to free power that he can actually perform that operation.
Ah.
So the deal there is you have to. They give you, the information, and then you've got to figure out how to use your equipment to actually cut that pocket.
And then
you have to send the pocket into them, and they inspect it to make sure it's to their tolerances. So the tolerances are typically within 3 or 4 thousandths of an inch.
Ooh!
So it's a CNC-driven type operation. We couldn't do it without our CNC equipment.
I was just going to say, so my hand-operated router is not even going to come close.
Not going to do it, or your little chainsaw, or your little whatever, not even close. Wow, so you are pretty special then.
Absolutely is.
Yes, way to go, Matt.
Thanks.
Okay, what else is new in your industry?
Well, I don't know about new. We've kind of been, of course, I have an inventory of about 60 to 65 colors in stock, and with all the tariff business that's been going on, we've kind of been sitting on our hands a little bit, waiting to see how some of those things are going to shake out. The tariff business with it, particularly India and Brazil, are affecting the industry. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, my inventory is pretty good right now. So if you want, there's no doubt about it. There's going to be some tariffs involved. I think once India and Brazil get on the right side of our current president, I think things will get back close to what they were. Fortunately, everything we've got in our inventory right now is pre-tariff. So
good.
This is the best price you're ever going to get. Come in and see us.
Okay.
Before it's gone.
Yes. And
then
I'm
going to have to replenish it, and it might go up a little bit.
How are all the Rembrandts?
Oh, always have lots of Rembrandts.
Okay,
Andy.
Perfect. 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 Love the Rembrandts. I did Rembrandts for my two bathrooms.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh. Best ever. Thanks, Matt, for taking good care of me.
And I hate to do this, but for those of you out there that haven't listened to Sandy and her Rembrandts, that's a code word for remnant pile.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Or Matt calls it the boneyard.
No, Mike, they're not piles. They're stacked orderly.
Yeah, you're right. The remnant pile.
You can see them.
Yes, you can see them. They're
very
nice.
One of the things I despise is piles of stone.
Too funny. Is granite still the granddaddy, or is there a solid surface that's like taking over?
Well,
like
in the natural stone, or? In the natural stone world, there's still quite a few granites out there that people are buying, but the quartzites have really kind of taken over the market.
Hmm.
The quartzites color distribution is a little better, some more striking colors.
Wow.
And also, there's some translucency to some of those materials. We've got a material in our inventory right now. They call it pure quartz. That's what it is. It's rock, comes out of the ground in pure quartz, and it is. I'm not going to say you can see through it, but you put a light behind it, and it completely changes how that material looks.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a beautiful material. So, you know, and the quartzite's colors are a little more diverse. One of the materials we have in there is kind of this aquamarine green. It's absolutely stunning. And the veining is a little more interesting. It's a little more dramatic than your traditional granites have been in the past. There's still some granites out there that have, you know, that are very interesting. But the quartzites, the minerals, just... They're just more bright,
yeah.
I think.
And not that you can't get granite in lighter colors, because you certainly can, but I think that the granite the quartzite products tend to, in my opinion, tend to give you a better selection in the lighter colors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And the veining and whatnot is just, it really, I'm seeing the same thing that you're just talking about as people are. Not that there aren't people that want the traditional countertops and that like the previous selections, but the quartz has really taken over.
Yeah.
So how have we advanced from earlier quartzites to now these new quartzites that you're talking about that have more beauty and veining and luminescence? How did that happen? I mean,
okay, so one of the unique things about quartzite is it's extremely hard. It's harder than granite. And up until about, you didn't really see any quartzites 15 years ago. And it was just because of maybe 20 years ago, the cutting technology has come a long way.
Oh.
So, you know, your typical cutting technology 20 years ago was what they call a gang saw. So a gang saw, basically what they did is they had a saw that it moved back and forth about 18 inches. And then they had these metal plates they lined up to designate the thickness of the stone. And then they would run a carbide slurry over the stone while those plates worked at it. So, you know, it would take 24 hours for a saw to run through a block in granite. Mm-hmm. In quartzite, it would take a week.
Oh.
And so now they've developed these giant, they're basically what they are is a bandsaw. Big, giant bandsaws. And they'll have, instead of, you know, that steel bar and the carbide slurry, they have diamond impregnated wires that cut through the slabs. And so that has reduced the cut time significantly, which has made the quartzites more obtainable as far as, you know, because time is money. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to cut a block?
Yep.
How much energy does it take? And you know, on and on and on. There's an offset to that. The diamond wires are quite expensive, and they do wear out.
Don't blow out that wire.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's probably the number one reason that quartzite, we've seen such an influx in quartzites, is because the technology is there to make it more cost effective to cut.
Does the cutting then change the appearance and give us a more... Oh, it doesn't.
No,
okay.
It doesn't. You want to change your appearance, that you do that with levels of sheen from polish.
Oh, okay.
But the other side of quartzites is they also have a tendency to be very fragile. And so many of the quartzites will go through a resin fill process at the factory multiple times before they go, okay, it's glued together well enough that it's going to stay together. And I'm here to tell you that quartzites, we repair stone every week. It's just part of what we do. You know, you just never know when that piece of rock is going to go, nope, I'm going to come apart now.
Is it the same resin type of process, fiberglass?
Well, yeah. So, the back of the slabs are always, they pour a resin and they attach a fiberglass mesh. But on the surface, they'll do a resin fill and they'll run it through like the first two grits, a 50 and 100 grit. Huh. And then they'll inspect the slab. And they'll determine at that point, nope, it needs to go through another resin fill. So when you start looking at cost of quartzites, the more expensive they are, typically they've gone through that resin fill process multiple times to get them to where, structurally they're okay. And then there's also a certain aesthetic to that too, because, sure, you'll end up with some voids. When they cut the block, there'll be a void in the middle. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll take some of that same material and they'll crush it up. And they'll put it in with the resin, and then they'll fill that void, and then they go back through the polishing process.
We have to take a break, Matt, before the engineer rips my other Achilles tendon in half and hurts your other patella and breaks our wingman's elbow.
How am I going to remember my question for Matt?
You're just going to have to, okay, because we are all in danger of being hurt if we don't take a break. Right, engineer? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You're back on air with Hammer Time with Matt Greenlee, owner of Greenlee Designer Surfaces, my wingman, Mr. Mike Enders, Bentree Custom Homes, and me, your YCCA girl. Okay, it's been far too long since I've shared a joke. Far too long. You guys, you ready for this?
We are waiting with bated breath.
Okay. So there's a tortoise, and he's on one knee with a engagement ring, okay, box. And he's standing in front of a rabbit, a girl rabbit. And the girl rabbit says to the tortoise, "I know you've probably never heard this, but you're moving too fast, Harold."
That's good. I like that one.
Is that not cute?
I was trying to figure out, tortoise in the hare, how's this one going to work out here?
I know, you probably never heard this, but you're moving too fast, Harold. Okay, cool. So where does quartzite come from, Matt, primarily?
Vast majority of quartzites are coming out of Brazil.
Okay.
There are some quartzites that are coming out of India. I don't know that the quartzite market has been fully developed worldwide yet, just because, within the last 15 years, they kind of developed the technology to process it, and those companies that are already kind of set up to do it are doing it. If they find some quartzite in some other countries, then, there's some logistics there involved.
Right.
I mean, setting up a manufacturing facility for granite is a significant undertaking. It's at a minimum 300,000 or 400,000 square feet of buildings to start. And then the equipment to move blocks that are 6 foot by 6 foot by 10 foot, those cranes are extremely expensive. And then you have to have a crane system that goes through the whole entire building.
I'm just trying to fathom that, because you look at the weight of a slab that you have and how heavy that is, and the machinery you have to use
to
with your backhoe,
right,
or with your forklift just to get it moved. I can't imagine. And how many pieces of granite, slabs of granite, would be in a block?
A lot.
40? 45, 50?
Yeah, depending on your thickness.
Yeah. So that has got to be phenomenal to watch.
Yeah, so you're probably getting close to 10 slabs for every linear foot of block, so okay, up to maybe 60 or so. slabs out of a block.
So you wouldn't want that to fall off and hit your toe?
No.
Or what was your toe?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How about, let's talk about backsplashes, because you are like the artist with backsplashes. What's cool and going on with those?
We've got, well, you know, I've got vendors that are always coming up with
something
new.
Okay, and excuse me for interrupting. The better way to find out what's new, have you redone your kitchen lately?
No, I have not.
I was going to ask him.
It's,
I know.
It's going to be a while for that.
I know. Because he just did it not too long ago with new countertop material. Yeah.
Was it last summer or summer before?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Excuse me for interrupting. I just thought.
You're right, Mike.
You always have the latest and greatest.
He does. He's the only one who is not the shoe cobbler.
Exactly.
Matt just gets an A+ because he's redoing and renewing with granite.
Yep.
All the rooms, the kitchens, the bathrooms, the laundry rooms.
Well, it's generally not my doing.
Oh, it's your wife's doing. I got it. Heidi.
But the wife speaketh, and yes, ma'am.
Yes, there you go. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. You said your vendors are typically coming to you with
Yeah, they're always ideas. They're always coming up with new things. And what's new this year? The colors are changing is probably the biggest thing. I don't know that I've seen a lot of changes other than the color trends. We're getting away from gray. Blues are coming back in.
Oh, good. I have blue in my kitchen.
Yeah. And, you know, those tonals that go with that are coming back in.
How many of your customers use a dissimilar splash material?
Good question.
Versus carrying the countertop.
I'm going to say probably 60 to 65% of the time.
Really?
I'm a tile guy at heart. So I'm not a big fan of running your countertop material all the way up your backsplash. I think it's a little just, you know, if you've got a really powerful piece of stone, it almost becomes too much.
Overpowering.
And then if it's not powerful, then it's just kind of there. And so you know, it's kind of my philosophy is, do you want your countertops to speak to you or do you want your backsplash to speak to you? I mean, your kitchen is the focal point of your house. I mean, think about, you know, every time you have a gathering, where does everybody end up? They're always in the kitchen or the kitchen area. And so I like to see contrast there. You know, if you don't want a real powerful countertop, that's fine, but you know, when you go to do your kitchen backsplash, do it with tile and, you know, maybe bring something that says, this is me, to your backsplash.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what it's all about is you're redoing your kitchen here. You know, you want it to say, this is me.
Right.
And so, you know, come in and tell us what's you and we'll help you figure that out.
So can you undo and take a backsplash off with pretty much ease and convenience?
Yeah, if somebody's got a, you know, we run into this quite often. They're like, well, I just really can't afford to do the tile backsplash right now. And it's like, okay, well, let's just put the 4-inch backsplash so you've got something there that comes off pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they can do something else. Or they're just undecided and they want to live with it for a while before they decide what they want to do.
But your description is spot on. That if you've got a fantastic countertop, you don't want your backsplash to diminish it.
Right.
But if you've got a fairly, I won't say commonplace, but not as spectacular, then that backsplash can really accent it and help bring out some of that robustness of the countertop.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike,
yes.
Never mind. We'll save this till we come back from break.
Uh-oh, question's coming my way.
Yes, it is. Take us to break.
It's my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time. We're having a great conversation with Mr. Matt Greenlee of Greenlee Designer Surfaces. And so stay tuned. We're going to take another break. So grab that second cup of chocolate milk and we'll be right back.
We're drinking chocolate milk now.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. Before our break, I was going to ask Mike a question. Matt, let's see what he says.
Uh-oh.
What type of countertops do you have?
Granite.
What type of backsplash do you have?
granite, but when we put it in, it's the same as the countertop. We put it in with the thought that we're going to tear that off and put in a Mexican tile backsplash.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh, probably about 6 years ago.
Matt.
So, Mike, I do have Mexican tile in my showroom.
Yes. Okay.
We're overdue.
Yes, you are. You are called out again. Zing! We got you.
Well, and the timing's good because we're going to be tearing up our ceramic floor tile and putting in wood flooring. So we're going to need to start looking at other things we need to do. I've already been informed that we may need to do a new countertop. So it may be a countertop in addition to the back door.
Okay.
So, Mike, just so you know, I'm not in the tile business as far as installing anymore, but I have a company that does dust-free tile removal.
Ooh.
Absolutely amazing. How little dust is in your house after they get done.
I need to get that information from you.
Are they local?
No, they're out of Phoenix.
Okay.
But I have used them for years, and they're always on time.
So they use a HEPA vac or something?
Yeah, they've got these. They actually plug into your 220 system on your panel.
Wow.
I mean, the vacuums they have are serious vacuums, and all the dust gets collected at the point of impact.
Wow.
And they show up with three or four guys, and they burn through it and haul it all away, grind the floors clean, so it is ready to go.
Because for those of you who have never participated in that wonderful job of tile removal,
it's going to fill your house full of dust. And these guys, and it is, yes, it is more expensive, but when you consider that you will probably have to clean your house top to bottom three or four times to get rid of all the dust,
Plus, if I were to do it, my arms would still be vibrating from the jackhammer 3 months down the line.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I'll get that information.
When are you going to take these projects on?
We're going to do the wood flooring here probably in November.
That's just like 2 weeks away. Yep. You better get the number from Matt and get those guys scheduled. The whole house?
Will do. The only thing we're not going to be doing is the bedrooms, which we'll be recarpeting. So,
okay.
Yeah. So So it's a major issue.
Okay. We'll be checking back to see the status, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Make sure he gets that number.
So I've been climatizing the wood flooring in the house. Actually, it's in the garage, but we keep the door open into the house. So I've been climatizing it for so long. My wife has finally said, I know you're using this as an excuse, but it's well climatized.
Are you going to put a vapor barrier down?
Most likely.
Okay, just checking.
But I have a wood floor, so a subfloor, so I'm not going to be going over concrete.
So are you going to put down real wood or?
Engineered wood.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, good. Okay, let's get back to our guest.
Perfect. Enough of my wood floor.
Yes,
let's get back to countertop.
But in November, that's 2 weeks away. I'll be checking back with you to see how the project's coming.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Yes,
you better get going.
I know. Okay, so Matt, how many years have you been in business? Lots.
28.
Yeah. We should be having a party pretty soon.
1997.
Wow. You've come a long way, my friend.
Yeah. It's been I've seen probably all the cycles you can see in Prescott.
How many employees does Greenlee have?
Greenlee currently has 8.
Okay. You have a magnificent showroom. Share with our listeners where you're located.
So we're located at 1435 Commercial Way. And if you know where Yavapai Block is, off Industrial Way, just past the Yavapai Connector, come down Industrial Way, and we got signs that'll take you all the way. We're kind of tucked in the back, but once you get in there, start looking for big stone slabs, and you have arrived.
Easy to find.
Yeah,
plenty of parking.
Yep.
And your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 4.
Can anybody walk in anytime? You don't have to make an appointment.
Yes, you can walk in anytime. However, we encourage you to make an appointment. We're a little short staff on the front side of the operation right now. So we're really busy in that area. And you know, it's pretty easy to make an appointment. We encourage it because then you know you're going to get our undivided attention during that appointment. If you just walk in and we're busy with other folks, why, you're more than welcome to, you know, look around and while you're there, make an appointment with us so we can give you some time.
Now, what you do, I think, is so cool. When you came out to do my countertops, you do it all on your little iPad. And and it measures it and does everything right there.
Yep.
I didn't have to hold the other end of the measuring stick for you or the tape measure.
So we are pretty much 100% digital now. So the templating process is a distance laser measure that's slave to a CAD program that creates drawings.
Right.
And then, of course, we have a library of sink cutouts and all that that we have to pull from. And then from there, it comes back to the shop. There's a certain amount of programming that has to happen in order to get it ready for the CNC saw. And then we've added a new piece of equipment this year. We added a CNC router. So CNC router does all of the edge profiles and the sink cutouts and the polishing. And then it also does the free power pockets and that kind of thing. So there's a certain amount of programming that goes with that. So there's a lot of programming going on now instead of standing over a slab scratching your head. But then there's always a certain amount of handwork. So there's just certain things that equipment can't get to or little fine details. Sometimes when the diamond tooling gets a little bit out of whack, why we've got to fine tune that. And then in the meantime, we'll have to go back over and touch up some edge profiles by hand. And then the manual part comes in with my installers. They come pick it up and they carry it into the house and put it all together. And
pretty seamless, easy breezy, I guess.
Well, and his installers, Matt's helped us out on a couple of
so good
houses, and the installers know exactly what they're doing.
I love those guys.
But I will caution that most guys, homeowners, will say, oh, let me help you. You need to stand back and let them bring in the slabs. They're heavy, they're unwieldy, and you just need to stand back and let them do their work.
Yep.
And I will say, and I get calls quite often for folks about countertops, and I believe this from my head to my toe. Matt, you are without a doubt the best countertop fabricator we have in our community.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
You are an artist, Matt, and you know what you're doing, and people get a great countertop with you.
Well, thank you. Sometimes that becomes a challenge and stuff starts falling apart and we got to glue it back together. And people need to understand that this came out of the ground. This is the way it is.
Right.
And sometimes we have to, work on it a little bit to get it to where it needs to be.
But you know where seams should be and where seams should not be. And we've seen so many horror stories with inappropriately placed seams.
Yeah, seams are the least favorite part of the whole entire process for us and also for customers. Because, the customer's going to go, well, I want my seam right here.
If we can
accommodate that, we will. But, doing this for 28 years, sometimes I just got to say, I'm sorry, but we can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do it here. And there is always a significant reason on where we put a seam. And it's generally about aesthetics. Sometimes it's the nature of the material. We'll say, because we run into this, well, I don't want a seam. And I have to tell them, well, because of the way your kitchen is laid out, we have to put a seam here. Maybe because I don't think I can get the piece in. It may break with us trying to get it in with the shape of your kitchen. Or, there's something about that material that is going to dictate to us that, we really need to put the seam here because of a grain match. The grain matches, that's the beauty of what we do is getting your flow to go properly, your seams to look almost as seamless as we can make them.
Right.
We appreciate it when customers let us take care of that because that's in my world, seams are one of the most important things we do.
And the customer sees the finished product. They don't understand the precision in your cutting and your butterflying that front edge to where that seam disappears in many cases.
Well, Michael, we don't do that because I'm a 3CM shop.
Okay,
so,
I was gonna say,
yeah, so you know, the 3CM, the 2CM products are always getting laminated, and it is virtually impossible to get rid of that lamination seam in those countertops. It's something the whole entire industry has scratched their head for 40 years on how do we get rid of those. And sometimes they come out really good, and sometimes they just come out. That's the way they are.
Depends on the graining of the slab.
And when you get into quartzites, you start cutting those strips and they're little tiny things.
It's a break.
Oh, they fall apart. Now we're Humpty Dumptying it back together again, and that just makes it that much more difficult. So we have just gone to 3CM. There's no lamination. There's that issue goes away.
So the quartzite you're doing 3CM also.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
He's going to tear my Achilles.
Uh-oh.
Okay, listeners, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Oh my gosh, we talked so long, we talked so much, we said so much. Listeners, we have 27 seconds left. Matt, share your address and phone number one more time.
Greenlee Designer Surfaces, 1435 Commercial Way. Phone number is 928-717-1814. Our website is greenleedesignersurfaces.com.
And
you can view part of our inventory on our website.
Matt, so happy that you were with Mike and me this morning. This was amazing. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!
Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.